From Rav Huna we hear
that ain't marzikim b'nichta kotim.
That somebody else, if he goes down to the cotton's field, he can't make a chazaka. What's the proof? Rashi says,
because Rav Huna says, ain't maridin karav b'nichta kotim.
We do not let only a karav, a relative, go down. Because a relative, we're afraid, shem yachzik b'hem, machmas Yerusha. Because maybe he'll take over and say, he was the real Yerusha.
But mashma avalachar,
somebody else that's not a relative, he has a right to go down to watch over the cotton's field. Because Shane Le Tainus Yerusha, he cannot say he Yashin that he's not a Karav.
Such a person, Maritin, we do let him go down.
Why? V'loi chashinu, we're not afraid, Shem Le Yitin, maybe the person will say, listen, Aviv Shakotin, your father Mochum, he sold it to me. And we ate there now 3 years of Chazakah, so should be a proof it's mine. So how come we're not afraid to let somebody else go down? That's the cloud, because we hold, Ein machzikim b'nichta kotin. If you eat in the field even for 10 years, as long as when you first went down there the person was a kotin, there's no such chazaka. Because we know the kotin can't make a macho, therefore there's no chazaka.
That's the proof from Rav Huna, that Ein machzikim b'nichta kotin. And the Gemara says, V'yafilu higdol. Even if later the kid becomes a gadol, and you're still there, still it's not called a good chazaka. Because when you first went down there, the first year you started to eat there, the kid was a kotin. He does not realize that the field is really his. He does not know what it means to protest to say it's mine, not yours. So even though the kid later grows up, he grows up with thinking it's really your field. So that's why, no matter who you are, if you went down to the field when the kid was still a katan, you can't make a chazaka. Now the Gemara have me to say, V'loy Amor Nesoni said that if somebody eats in the field for 3 years, used it, he can't say it's his. Ela diachai diaba. And the Rashi is V'loy Amor said. Now Rashi says no. V'loy Amor that we had before, that the Ein Marid and Korv Nichte Kotten. That's what Rav Huna said, we do not let a relative go down to a Nichte Kotten. Because we're afraid the relative will claim it, that it's his. So that was only said, Ela Bi'achai Di'aba. Only if their brother is from the same father. Abu Bi'achai Di'ima, but like I said, a third brother. That's only a brother from the same mother. Less Lombo, then we're not afraid about. It's not Mamash a relative. Now Bi'achai Di'aba, even your brother from the same father, Nami also. Lo Yamar, it was only said that we do not let one brother watch his brother's field if he's a katan. El biyar yisa. Only if it's a question of watching property. Sadis. Abu bebote. But if it's a question of a house, less lambo, then we're not afraid about it. So Rashi says, shashcheinim idim aleihem. Because a house, there are the neighbors. So the neighbors know exactly who really owned the house. So there we'll let a karev go down to watch a nichse katan. Because we're not afraid the karev will say it belongs to him. Because the shcheinim, the relatives, know who the real owner is. Even by fields, Loyamarnozoni said that we don't let him go down. If we do not make a star, if we make a star, call Isla. Then there's a curl, we're not afraid. When they made the first Yerusha, when they divided it up, if there was a star, then to know exactly who owns which field. So we have a star saying this field belongs to the cotton. In such a case, we're not afraid if a Karev, the brother, goes down to watch his field. Because since we have a star, we're not afraid. But the Gemara says it's not true. V'lohi, it's wrong. Loishino achai diyam, but there's no difference whether it's the brother from the same father. V'loishino achai diyam, it's only a brother from the same mother. Loishino ayyusav, loishino bati. There's no difference whether you want a Karev to watch the cotton's house or to watch his field. Both are also. V'loishino ovid itado, loishino loyovid itado. There's no difference whether the Besdin is a star when they first divided up the properties, or whether there's no star, still in all cases, loy machtinen. We do not let a korif go down to watch the nichse of the cotton. In the case when the father died and left over two kids, one kid's a cotton and the other brother is a big boy, so they have a Yerusha now, he gets one field, the other one gets another field. That's the halacha that the bigger brother is not allowed to take care of the younger brother's property. Because we're afraid after a few years, the older brothers will claim and say, they're both mine. Araya, I'm here 3 years. So therefore, we do not let a brother watch the cotton of property. Now the Gemara says the case. Hahi Safta, there was a grandmother. Tehevei lo Tlosva Banta. She had three daughters. Now, and she had grandkids also. Ishtaboyi Ihi Vechoda Brata. So the grandma and one daughter was caught, was captured by the guy and they took him away. Idach Tati Banta, the other two daughters that were home in town, Shchiva Chodivinayu. One of those two daughters died. Vishafka Yanuka. But she had a child. Kitchen, the granddaughter is still around here. And one daughter is still here. That was the case. Again, the grandma and one daughter got captured, were taken away. Two daughters were left over. One daughter died. And there's a grandchild for that one. Now, Omar Abaye says, Heichi Neved, what should we do now? So what happened here was the grandmother got taken away, so her property is around. Her property is here. What should we do now with the property? Heichi Neved, what should we do? Likminu lenichsei diyodidiyachta. Should we let the daughter that's around now, the older daughter, take care of all the property? No, we have to be afraid. Dilma shchiva safta. Maybe the grandmother died. If the grandmother died, then one daughter already died also, but her daughter is here. So that granddaughter yashins the grandmother. So it comes out the granddaughter is going to have a portion of the property. If so, v'yein maridin korev lenichsei katan. We're not allowed to let the daughter that's alive here watch over all the property, because part of the property now may belong to the granddaughter. That's a katan. So we do not let her aunt take over, watch over her property. Should we let all the property be watched, put in the reshus of the granddaughter? No. Dilma lo shchiva safta. We have to be afraid maybe the grandmother did not die. Then the klal is, v'yein marid nikotla nichse shavui. We do not let a katan go down to watch somebody's property, like we had before. Because maybe he'll be mafsid, he won't do a good job. It's a katan only. So you can't let the granddaughter go down and watch the property. If it's her own property, it would be good. They could do what they want with their own. But we have to be afraid, no, maybe the grandmother didn't die, and therefore the anuka now cannot go down and watch over the property of the grandmother. So what should we do with such a case? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, what we have to do is like this. Hilkach, palga yehivna l'liyachta. Half of the property, like, for sure we can give to the daughter that's here right now. Because even if the grandmother died, so half goes to her. So therefore, for sure, half of the property she could watch. V'idach palga, the only problem is the other half. That we don't know this yanuka, do we let the yanuka watch it, do we let the daughter watch it? We don't know who to give it to. So I tell you, minasafik, mukmin and la patrupa, the yanuka. We have to put an apotropos here. We give it over to a third party to watch it for the yanuka. Minasafik. Like on the tzad, that the grandmother died, so they're watching it for the yanuka. On the tzad, he said that she did not die, so the apotropos now watching it for the grandmother. Rav Amar Rava says, migul du mukmin and apotropa, the palga, mukmin and la patrupa, lidach palga. Rava says, no, listen, once the Nina Apotropos here, so we let the Apotropos take care of the whole property already. Like, we don't know, maybe the grandmother's still alive. If she's still alive, so we let the Apotropos watch it for her. So therefore, we let the whole thing be watched by the Apotropos. Now, the Gemara says, the Maisa was that L'Soif at the end, Shomo D'Shchiva Safta. We heard that the grandmother died. Now what should we do? So Abaye says like this. The grandmother died. Now, she had originally three daughters. Now, one daughter went with her away. We don't know if that daughter's alive or not. Back home, there's one daughter alive, and there's one granddaughter here. So what should we do now? So the suffering, if the property is divided between three or between two, maybe the daughter that went away with the grandmother died also. So Abaye says like this. Tilsa, one-third, Yavin and Laliachta. That for sure goes to the daughter that's alive here. She for sure at least gets one third. At most could be the other daughter is alive also, so there's three of them. But she for sure gets one third. One third for sure also goes to the granddaughter. Because her mother should have yashin, she yashin from her mother. So the third third, we are mesupik if the daughter that went away with the grandmother, she's still alive or not. So yavin and danka, that third we divide in half. And one sixth of it we give liyachta. One sixth we left the achta, the daughter watch. Because she was a gadol, so for gadol, we let a korev watch for nichsei shavui. V'idach danka, the other sixth, mokminin lay apotropa liyanuka. We make an apotropos there to watch it for the yanuka. Because we have a doubt that maybe taka, the other daughter died. And therefore this sixth now belongs to the kid. So we can't let the daughter here watch it, because we don't let a korev go down on nichsei katan. Therefore the